Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
Hello, I can't hear you.
Hello? Hello? Begin to open up to your true soul essence. And what we need to do, or there's lots of things, and you can write these things down, or we can, this will be archived and you can go back to it later. But one of the things we need to do is sit in the silence and with intentions that you're going to connect into your soul. The second thing is listen to your soul as if you were calling in or invoking an angel or a goddess or a master or your divine co-creator. You also can connect in with your soul, your heart and soul. And leave the head behind. Just connect to the soul. And talk to it. I wrote, for those of you who've written, for those of you who've read my book, that I've written in my book the words to a beautiful, beautiful song by Daniel Namon, N-A-H-M-O-D. And when this soul first came, when this soul song first came out by Daniel, I heard him in concert in Atlanta at Unity North Church, and he sang this song, and I sat there and wept like a baby. It was so moving for me. And the name of the song is "Get Ready, My Soul." And I cannot tell you how many times I played this song. I think it came out about 7 or 8 years ago, or even longer. But I would play it over and over again. And the words are, "Get ready, my soul. I'm diving in. Get ready, my soul. I'm diving in to the sweetest kind of love. To the deepest kind of love, to the sweetest kind of life. Get ready, my soul. Everything I've ever done, everything I've ever seen, everything I've lost or won, everything I've ever dreamed has brought me here to this present moment, here to a new beginning. Here, and I'm seeing life so clearly now. Get ready, my soul. I'm diving in to the deepest kind of love, to the sweetest kind of life. Because here I go, deeper, deeper, deeper than I've ever been before. Closer, closer, closer to my sacred source. Here I go." So this, it repeats this a couple of times, and to the "Get ready, my soul, I'm diving in to the deepest kind of love, to the sweetest kind of life." And so Daniel is talking about his soul and how he's connecting to his soul, and he sings about connecting to his soul. Very beautiful song. And that helped me talk to my soul when I first heard that. It's probably been about 8 years ago now. And it helped me recognize more and more that my soul was so important. And that's where I would find the sweetness of life. That's where I would find the desires of my soul. And that's where I learn more and more about letting go of what the appearance of what I thought I was to become what I truly am in my soul. And it gets pretty emotional for me when I think about it, because as most of you have heard my story, I stepped away from everything in order to be where I am, thousands of miles from a life that I had led for almost 60 years in Georgia, and come to New Mexico because Spirit guided me here. Because my soul needed to be in this land. My soul needed to be under the open sky. Once I found a place where I could watch the sky and all of the sundowns and the sunups and the starry nights in clear view, once my soul discovered that, there was no other place that my soul would be satisfied. So when people say, well, why did you leave everything, your children, your husband, your family, everything you've ever known, and move your practice to New Mexico where there's no one there? It's the second least populated state in the United States. And my answer is because my soul needed to be here. Because I listened to my soul, and my soul had to be here. And once you get so connected to your soul, then you can't do anything without satisfying the desires of your soul. Because if you do something that's contrary to what your soul desires, it feels terrible. It feels really bad. So you want to be in the connection, in communication with your soul. And what you're doing is according to your soul's desires. And one of the things that you can start doing if you're starting brand new is feeding your soul. So we need to be able to feed our soul to make it happy, to make it feel as if we are recognizing and honoring our soul. And that's very, very important. Are we still on?
Yes, we are.
Okay, because my computer just went off. I can't read my things, but I can
get
it back.
Don't worry about it. I've got you covered.
Okay. So what we're working on today is our soul connection. And Cynthia?
Yes.
Are you still there? Oh, great. I'm just going to break for just a minute because I need to get a little cup of hot tea I'm losing my voice a little bit.
Okay.
So I'm going to turn to come in here and get some hot water going. But what I want people to recognize, when I get this, I want to do this wonderful meditation so that everyone can, don't do the meditation if you're driving to work, but save it for later, because this is a very deep meditation dealing with connecting in and identifying the desires of your soul. And so I'm going to talk just a little bit while I'm getting some water.
And I want to go to one of the callers and see if I have
okay.
that portion of the, of,
sure.
The show working. Good morning, area code 301. You're on the air. Can you hear me? Area code 301, can you hear me? Area code 401, can you hear me this morning?
Good morning, Cynthia.
Good morning.
It's so good to hear your voice.
Oh, my goodness. How are you this morning?
I'm good. We could hear you at about 7:23. The show came on.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, you guys missed a whole lot. Because Sarah and I were having a show.
Are they hearing me, too? Can they hear me?
Yeah. You hear Cindy now?
Well, I have the computer on the phone on, and right at 7:23, both things' voice came through.
Okay.
I can hear both
of
you.
Can you hear her now?
Yep.
Cindy, say hi.
Hello. Hey, this is
Cindy
Bentley.
Hi, Cindy.
Wow.
Yeah, I've heard you
since. So I've talking and nobody could hear?
Well we could.
Heard
we
some
we've,
of it.
We've heard you since about almost 25 after 7.
Wow.
Well, or, you know,
well,
whatever time it is.
We apologize for that. Listen, they called. Reginald Lewis was supposed to be on the show. He just moved to South Carolina. And his internet, they interrupted his internet service, you know, because it's a new subdivision, so it's in and out. And it's a miracle that we're doing this show this morning. So we apologize profusely to the audience, but go ahead and call in. Area code 914-338-0590. We've got something going on. Now, let me tell you guys something. I'm sitting at work. And I'm afraid if I mute my phone, you won't hear Cindy. So while I have you on the line, I'm going to mute my phone, and then you tell me, and Cindy, I want you to continue to talk.
Okay.
And let's see if that works, because I will not be able to do all of this in a few minutes.
Okay.
So I'm going on mute, and I need you to say something.
Hey, this is Cindy Bentley on Circles of Prosperity. I'm hoping now that everyone can hear me. And that we're live on the air. I don't know how many phone calls I'll be able to take,
okay,
but I will be. Yes.
Could you hear her?
I heard her, yes.
Good. All right. I'm going to be muted shortly here.
Okay.
So, Cindy, you just might want to roll back very quickly and bring everybody up to speed with what you're getting ready
sure.
to do and what
sure.
the topic is for today. And then when you're ready, you can, you know, let me know and I'll take you into some callers. Do you have, while I have you on the phone, Erica 401, do you have a question for Cindy this morning?
I will when she's done. I don't mind waiting until she's done her meditation. Goodness, yeah.
Okay, that's cool.
Yeah.
All right, so
yeah.
She's going to go ahead and pick up. We love you guys and thank you so much for being patient with us this morning. I'm muting you now, Cindy. You're on your own.
So what I want to talk about is our soul connection. I'm not sure how many people on the that are listening to me heard the beginning of my talk because I just heard that I didn't come on until 7:25. And so I have been talking since about 5 minutes after 7. So it's about 20 minutes of my talk about the soul that we're missing. And what I want to talk about today is identifying the authenticity of the truth of who you are in all your being, and that is your soul. And we are here on this planet because our souls needed to be here. We are here on this in this lifetime because our soul made an agreement. We have soul agreements, soul vows, and soul contracts that we come into this lifetime with. And that's part of my services. I work as an energy practitioner here in Santa Fe, New Mexico. And when I work, do my sessions with people, I begin to go in and see how many negative vows, negative soul vows, negative contracts, and negative agreements that they still have that are not of the highest divine order for their soul. And I work with other beings to remove these. It's like a soul cleanup. A lot of what I do for these people, I'm cleaning up their soul and their energy bodies so that in their soul they can hold a higher light. Because it's all about how much divine light can you hold in your soul.
And it's all about what happens with this soul connection and clearing out all the interference, all the blockages, and all the negativity and density that blocks the light of your soul and your light connections. One of the things I do in my work, when I do the clearing work, it's a long process. I do lots of research. And everything I'm doing in your four energy bodies, your spiritual body, your physical body, your mental body, your emotional body, I'm clearing out all of the interference in the bodies that block the light of your soul. These souls are being blocked by a density that disconnects them from the divine light. Because what we're doing is connecting the light of our soul with the light of our source, our God, our divine co-creator. So the more we can remove this blockages and interference, the more that you will feel divinely connected, divinely directed, intuitive, and cared for in every way. I mean, I know I'm cared for because there are things I can write down or just say in my head intuitively, these are the things I need for my life. I have absolutely no struggle in my life. It's very easy. Things show up. I'm very happy to tell you that it has not been something that happened right away. I connected into my soul at a young age, knowing I had to feed my soul, but I still would go to my head. And when you start taking your frequency energies out of your soul and thinking you're doing it by yourself, you're disconnecting from the connection that you should be having to your soul and your soul desires. But when I know that I'm listening to what, you know, go here, go there, don't do this, don't do that, straight from my soul, it is amazing. The things that show up, the physical things that my needs, they just show up with grace and ease. The manifestation comes. There's one of the clearings I do in my work with the soul and the clearing of your bodies is something I call black cords. And I found that these cords are gigantically connected in to block the light of the soul. And the new children coming in have none of this, but most everybody has some, at least, that blocks the light of their soul and their truth. And so one of the things I do is count these cords, and then the next thing I do is call in Archangel Michael to cut them. And then I call in Saint Germain to burn them in the violet flame. And I found that the people who had the most obstruction of the light of their soul were the ones that were easily depressed and felt uncared for. And their feelings, when you're not connected to your source, your divine co-creator, you get the feeling within you that you are not loved, that you are being punished, that God has forsaken you, forgotten you. And you feel this way because your desires of your soul are not being taken care of. You do not feel that your soul can make decisions. And life is a struggle. You feel a struggle to have love in your life because all we want is that divine feeling of love in our soul. And part of giving our soul that feeling is feeding it, having beautiful objects that you can look at and know the soul loves to see that. I have things in my house that I know my soul is so happy to that I look at that. The sunset from the back of my home is fantastic. In the backyard, I can look out. All the windows are wide open, and I can see the sunset every day. And now it's setting pretty early, before 5 o'clock. But my soul loves it when I do that. There's certain music that I know my soul loves. And also, there are thought forms within me, because my soul, there's an inner connection, but a dependency that my soul has to begin to recognize in me that I am a being that is now living from my soul. And that feeds my soul because I'm paying attention to it, because I'm listening to the soul's desires. And it feels good. It feels really good. There's people that you love that feed your soul. There's people that you can be around that do not feed your soul. And that's very important that you recognize that and disconnect. But there are people who actually can feed your soul, and they bring into you the truth and the happiness and the love, because they see you as that loving soul, the truth of who you are. And boy, does that feel good when they recognize who you are. Oh, my God. I've had that happen to me so many times in my life. When people start to connect with me, they feel my frequencies and my energies. And it's like, oh, yeah, right, you know. That feels good, but she can't be authentic. Or is she really all that? You know, does she really care that much? Does she really have that much unconditional love for me? And when they start recognizing that I am authentically working from a divine, unconditional love of my soul and heart for other people, then they respond with recognition that I am living from my soul and that I am authentic, and that feeds my soul for other people to recognize what and who I am. And you will have the same thing. I know you have people in your life that you call soulmate. I have people that I call my soul sisters because it's a soul connection. And my soul feeds off of that soul connection. And you know the people that you have connected to that are divinely, I mean, you can't explain it. It's so divine in their connection of even the highest love you can imagine. It's a soul love. So I want to do a meditation about connecting into your soul and recognizing and feeding our souls and clearing out the things in our souls that are stuck there, are not really in our soul but around our souls, that are blocking the light of our soul. So we want to start now. If you've got a chance where you're not driving or you're sitting in the car somewhere, or you can pull over, or if you're at home, if you'll sit in a comfortable position, start taking some deep breaths and going into your heart. Start recognizing that your soul is right there with your heart energy. Go into this soul and take a deep breath. And put your attention on the energies and the frequencies in your chest area, near your heart and soul. And go into this soul as if you're saying hello. And we want to think of some beautiful place or a beautiful love that you have and connect that in with your soul energy as you take another deep breath. So we'll take another deep breath. And now we want to go in. And we want to let the soul know you are not alone. And I want you to say, I love soul of, we call out your name. I love this soul of Cindy Bentley. I love this soul in Cindy Bentley. And you say, I love this soul, and then say your name. You love the soul, and each of you love your soul. So say your soul with your name. And now say, I allow the light of my soul to shine through. I now allow the light of my soul to shine through in all that I am. I now accept the intelligence of my soul as the truth of my being. I now accept the intelligence of my soul as the truth of my being. I now allow my soul to manifest in all of my energy bodies to bring and attract to me what the soul desires. I now recognize that my soul desires to be loved, to be cared for, its divine connection. I now feed my soul by sitting in the silence, by connecting to my divine creator, by allowing the divine father, the divine mother, to infuse my soul with this divine energy. I now ask that each of you sit for just a few seconds, 30 seconds, and I want you to feel this divine connection with Mother, Father, God that is nurturing and loving your soul. Now we want to thank Mother, Father, God for this divine love, this divine soul connection, as we acknowledge that we are connected in to divine source through this soul, and that we are never alone. The soul is always loved. We are always loved. We are always divinely supported in every way. We now accept our divine soul pathway. We now step into a higher golden frequency of living directly from the path of our soul, and knowing that this is the truth of who we are, knowing we are divinely supported. We ask for any other aspects of divine support, other divine beings, the archangels, the masters, the goddesses, and our divine Jesus, all those who are here waiting for us to stand by and ask for assistance, because we know that we cannot move forward and get the feeding of our soul that we need, get the support of our soul, unless we ask for assistance. There's plenty of help, plenty of high frequency, but we're asking now for this divine assistance to come into each soul to show the way, the whole, the divine light in front of our path. And from this moment forward, our soul does not look back. Our soul looks forward and looks toward this light as we follow the divine light and follow the path of our soul. And we ask Saint Germain to come with a violet flame and burn away all the pain and the wounds that are in our heart and soul, the pain and the wounds from this lifetime, from all lifetimes that we carry in our soul, because our soul never forgets. From the first incarnation to this moment, our soul has been alive, has been well, and has taken it on, whether we acknowledge our soul and whether we buried our soul deep within our being and never connected. It is now time to remove any barriers in our soul, to heal all wounds and pain, so that we can never, ever have access to any soulful pain ever again. We ask that the healing of our soul be 100% complete with our divine beings and with Archangel Raphael. Now, there's going to be tears, so you may need to get tissues, because there's pain that needs to be cried out of this soul. There's some of you that, as the day progresses, and even tonight, you're going to need to sit down and just cry. But you need to release. The soul is ready now to release all that it has held in for centuries, for thousands of years, that no longer can serve the soul as it steps into this high-frequency divine living. As your soul desires to open up in full light of who you are. Take a deep breath. Pull in the divine energy straight into your soul. And now I want each of you to say, I surrender to the desires of my soul. I surrender to the desires of my soul. I surrender to the divine connection of my soul. I surrender to my soul purpose. I feel good as I sit in my soul and allow the soul connection of my authentic self to manifest in my life. I now thank Saint Germain for burning away all issues, all blockages, all negative vows, all negative agreements, all negative soul contracts that do not serve my divine mission on this planet. My soul is now free to be all that it is. I move forward in my soul, knowing that I am divinely supported and divinely directed. And now say three times, I am the light. I am the light of my soul. I am the light of my soul. The light of my soul shines out to all that I meet. The light of my soul connects to the light of our Creator. And this is the truth of my divine being. I now allow my higher self to connect in with grace and ease. I connect from my divine being, the divine soul that I am. I am divinely cared for.
in all ways, and I accept and know that I deserve this divine support, and I will honor my soul. So what happens when you connect in? You're going to start feeling this divine lightness. So take another deep breath and know that you're divinely connected in at the highest level. Take two deep breaths into your heart and soul, and then you can open your eyes and come back. And I know that lots of you have questions. In our next show, we'll answer questions. I cannot take callers today, so I'm so sorry. There's so many people that are waiting to talk, and there's so many people that want to talk about their soul connection. But I think the next show that I do, I'm sure, whenever Cynthia wants me back on, I will announce it, and she will announce it, and I will send out my newsletter. So I want anybody who wants to be on my newsletter to send me an email at cbentleyrn@aol.com. cbentleyrn@aol.com. That's B-E-N-T-L-E-Y. Send me an email so that I can put you on the newsletter, and you'll know when we're going to do the meditation again, or when we're going to talk more about our soul mission. Or when I do travel across the country and the world, so you'll find out when I'm going to be near you. So I want each of you to recognize that there's daily practices. You're connected into your soul. The light of the soul is the truth of who you are, this soul love. I know there was a divine healer that came to our church once who had music that he would sell, and it was called Soul Songs. He would have special music that would connect to the to your soul. So we each have a different connection with our DNA inside our soul. So each of you would have special music that specifically you'll be very, very happy and feel good in your soul when you listen to it. There are people who feed your soul. They're part of your soul energetic frequencies and divine connection is taking care of who you are as a divine being. That means sitting in the silence every day. That means not allowing the negative people to bring you down and not accepting that there's anything out there that can sabotage your soul connection. You are always divinely connected. You are always divinely living from your soul. And I want you to stay out of the head and go back to the soul and trust the soul. That's a big one. For me, trusting the divine order of my soul. Of course, I'm a big empath, so when I stepped away and resigned from a job at Northside Hospital that I had for 32 years, I did this because I felt that my soul was going to die if I did not do the work that I came to planet Earth to do, if I did not open up to my soul mission. I didn't want to be here anymore. That's how connected in I was. I had to leave everything at my work, make cards instead of just helping people and healing people part-time. This had to be a full-time job. The moment I resigned, the moment I made a card with Cindy Bentley, energy practitioner, this is my number. I didn't even have a website. I just had a phone number. The moment I did that, my soul rejoiced. my soul was in deep joy because I recognized that she needed to be in her authentic mission without any other connections or blockages. I had to focus on this mission that she needed to be, that she needed to have, and be living from this mission within my soul. Now, the story is that I've always had a deep connection to Source. That's just how I am. Being a nurse for 37 years and working with people and loving so many people. So many people made transitions in my arms. But living from the soul, I worked a lot with Archangel Michael, and I remember specifically I was at a women's retreat meditating when he came to me pushing me to do my soul mission. I could feel Archangel Michael pushing me, opening me, talking to me telepathically. And I said to him, I cannot do the work now. My children are 3 and 5, and I am a mother, and I cannot focus 100%. But I promise you, and this was a soul vow, I promise you that as soon as I can get them old enough, I will do this mission full time. And so when my youngest daughter left for college, we took her on a Saturday. On Sunday, Archangel Michael was back at me, right in my face. I felt the urge within my soul that I had to do this. I could no longer be the nurse. I could no longer be a clinician. I could no longer be just a mother or a wife. This mission was way too big for me to scatter my energies, for me to scatter who I was, other than the divine soul path of being a healer, of teaching people how to connect in to their own healing, teaching people how to heal other people, of opening them up to their divine soul. So what happened was I went home and told my husband, I'm going to resign from my job because I feel like I'm going to die. I want to take the car over the side of a bridge. I almost took the car in front of a Mack truck because I cannot be alive on this planet and not listen to my soul and satisfy the desires of my soul. That is where we mess up, when we're not allowing the desires of our soul to manifest. If we are blocking the desires of our soul, if we are holding the energetic frequency of our authentic soul, then and blocking its manifestation into this world, then we are the most miserable people. For me, I was so unhappy. And even though they tried to talk me into staying, I knew I couldn't. And though my husband was like, oh, what are you going to do about the benefits, all the money that you're not going to get, your benefits, it didn't make any difference because if I wasn't alive, who needs, I didn't care about the, you know, it was more important that I live in my mission than anything else. The next step from living in your mission, the next step you need to take is trusting that you're going to be divinely cared for as you're working from this mission. Now, that's a big one because if you're not trusting, then you're getting into your head. And that's where you start doubting
that you're doing what you're supposed to do, that you're connected to Source, that God loves you. So you can't, you're not allowed to doubt when you're working from your soul and you're doing your mission. You have to move forward on everything that feels good. I would say to myself, this feels so good to my soul. This feels good. This where I live, this state, the city of Santa Fe, it feels good, guys. Every day when I pull out of my driveway or I go somewhere and I look up and there's snow-capped mountains that surround all the town that sits right in the little valley. I'm at 7,100 feet above sea level, but even above me are the tops of many mountains. And when I look out and I can see the big sky, because I'm in a high desert, so I see the big sky and the mountains, I thank God because my soul is so happy to be here. And my soul has been happy from the very beginning. The first time I set foot in New Mexico, I knew this is where my soul needed to be. So it kept evolving. So I resigned from my work. I started doing this full time. I built a big practice. Many people came to my home. I fixed a room for healing. One thing happened after another until I was invited out here and called to come to New Mexico to do work. And after I got here, I knew that this was my home. This was the home of my soul. This is where my soul needed to be. And for me, it was more important than anything else that I could do because I knew that the intensity that my soul was presenting to me was so important that I be in alignment with the needs of my soul. Because when you're not in alignment with your soul, you are in misery because you're doing what is opposite from what you truly are within your heart and soul. So if you guys have questions about this, if you want to talk to me about it, you can send me an email at cbentleyrn@aol.com because I apologize. I can't take call-ins today. But I know a lot of you out there have questions. I can
Cindy?
Also doubt. Yes.
Hey, Cynthia. We have about 18 minutes left to the show. Do you want to talk to a couple of your callers?
Sure.
All right. Let's go to area code 401. Good morning.
Oh, hi.
You're on the air.
Hi, Cindy. Hi, Cynthia. This is Erica.
Hey, Erica.
We've worked together before, haven't we?
We have spoken before. I was listening to you last night on a different show. And while you're talking, you know, the question keeps coming to my mind, like, what how's your relationship with your children now? Like, I have three kids, and I'm probably about 5 years behind where you are.
Mm-hmm.
And I just think, how do I pull myself out of my family and go off?
Yeah. Well, not everybody has to do that. And let me tell you, it can be painful. I've got one that does connect, and I've got another one that won't answer my phone calls or see me. I have to go to where she works. It's been because I have such giant energy and they were so attached to me. I left when they were, I think they were just about to turn 21 and 23, and now they're 23 and 25. I've been told that they will be divinely cared for, that if I have to trust that I am doing my work. It's not, I mean, it gets lonely, but there's so much that shows up that makes me know that I'm supported, and I've got a lot of divine beings that work with me. They're in my home. But yeah, it's not easy, Erica. It was a gigantic thing, but better for Mother to be alive than dying, because there were several things. Physically, I got to a white count of 2,300, so I had chronic leukemia, and since I've been here, it's gone up to 3,900. It's still too low, but it's not going down, it's going up. So physically, I was dying, even though in my soul, I knew that I couldn't live without doing my mission. It's too big, way too big. And truthfully, you have to get to a point within your soul and go up higher and know that each of your children, and if you're still married, they all have a divine pathway themselves, and know that they are divinely cared for. I pray for my children. I pray for my ex-husband. But I have to do, this is too big. This is much bigger than my little life. It's bigger than that. It's very big. Does that make sense, Erica?
Well, I do understand what you're saying. So on a day-to-day...
How old are your children now?
Sorry?
How old are your children now?
13, 16, and 18.
Yeah, see, they're still very young. But once they go off to college, and they don't really need you. Once my kids got away to college,
But they're not, like, mad at you or anything. I look at them, and they look at me, and I...
They were really mad.
Sorry?
They were very mad. They still are. That's what I'm telling you. I've got one that still will barely connect, and if she connects, she cries the whole time. Yeah, it's a big thing. It's very big to live on the other side of the country.
So you just sort of come to a strength in yourself just to get past that part of it.
Yes.
Okay.
At least they have me here, you know. I can't explain it, but once they're in college, and I had Leo girls. They wanted to be, they liked to be independent anyway. So, yeah. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of things I did. I look back, and I don't know how I did it, Erica. I didn't do it. God and my soul did it. I could not have done, I didn't even have a place to live when I packed the family van and drove west.
Yeah.
So that did a lot of stuff. You start trusting the universe and you can't turn back.
So all the usual holidays, all the usual holidays and things, you just extracted yourself. I mean, like, you're completely removed from...
Yes.
Okay, gotcha. I'm trying to picture it. Okay.
Yeah.
Nope, that was it.
Yeah. It's lonely. It gets a little bit lonely, but it's okay. I know the joy that I have, I am sacrificing somewhat. And it has. I've spent Christmas alone, Thanksgiving alone, a lot of stuff alone. But the joy that I have now with people that I love and soul sisters that I've found is gigantically big. And helping people that appreciate what I am, because they didn't really get what I was or how I was helping people or that I had this mission. They understand it now. It took my younger one about a year, and finally after I wrote the book and she got it, she was like, I do admire you, Mom, for following your dream. So I'm showing them the strength of not just a family, but the strength of being more than just a mom, but the strength of being a divine being and actually following divine instructions and order in your life. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah, and it's exactly what I needed to hear.
I'm demonstrating to them a very powerful God that takes care of mother.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah, I get it. I get it. I can start easing my kids into it at a young age. Thank you. Thank you so much, Cindy.
You're welcome, Erica.
We've got time for maybe one more caller this morning.
Sure.
Area code 410, you're on the air. Hello, 410.
I think that's the one we did. Was that the one we just did? Oh, I don't
no.
know.
Code 646, you're on the air. Area code 646, can you hear me?
That one says, when I look at that one, I don't see anything on that one anymore. But down on 301.
Area code 301, you're on the air.
Good, I'm on the air. Hi, Cindy and Cynthia. Good,
hey.
Good. Hey, I'm
Anthony.
Getting right to the point, Cindy. It is Anthony. Cindy.
Hey, Anthony, we've spoken together before, too.
Yes,
how are
we
you
did,
doing,
we
Anthony?
Did. Oh, I'm doing great. Some things that happened toward the good and opening up. I just want to open, see what my channels are. It's still a soul being, a female soul being that I've reached out to. I haven't talked to in a while, and I'm wondering, are our friendship still strong? Her name is Linda. And I just started this financial adventure. I'm very, very excited about it, and I want to know how does that look, and then I'll just listen. Thanks.
Okay, so what we want to do, let's do one thing at a time, Anthony. So
okay.
We want to know how this supports your soul, because everything you do needs to be supporting you divinely. So
exactly.
This, the new work that you're doing, your new venture, I'm dowsing that now for Anthony. What percent does that support his soul? And I'm getting that that's 100%.
Great.
Now, your
great.
New connection, your continuing connection with your woman love interest, that supports your soul at 75% right now.
I guess
still not 100%.
Still not
100%. Not 100% yet. You're still working it.
Exactly.
Still working it, Anthony. Just hang in there.
Still working it. Still working it.
Yeah. And is there someone else who would, is there another woman interest that could support Anthony's soul more at this time? And I get no. She's the one. But there's things between you guys that you still need to communicate and work out.
Yes. I feel that. I feel that. You're right up. You're right on point. You're right on point.
Yeah. It's it. That's it. But you're not 100% into your soul level. And I get it. I mean, I'm at that too. I'm still working it with this person I've been dating for a year, and I keep thinking, you know, but he's had to come along, you know, come a long way.
Mm-hmm.
And he's got there. He's getting there. Very intense. So
yes,
I understand.
Thanks, Cindy. Good to have you back. We miss
you're welcome,
you.
Anthony. Say what?
Say what? We couldn't hear you.
I said.
I don't know.
Go ahead, Anthony. What were you saying?
I said.
Yeah.
Yes.
I said, Cindy, it's good to have you back. We miss you. It's good to have you back.
Thank
and it's
you.
Good to hear your voice too, Cynthia. It's always good to hear your voice, Cynthia. And Dr. Reggie.
Thank you. All righty. Thank you so much. We miss you guys. I can tell you, I miss you guys so much. But it's just really too much. We're going to probably be changing our hours and broadcasting less time, you know, maybe once a week, once or twice a week. And we definitely will have to go to the evening hour, Cindy, but we're not going to do that until the beginning of the year. So I just wanted to let everybody know what was going on.
Sure.
Alrighty. Well, we love you guys. I hope you enjoy today's meditation and lesson on living the soul's desire. Cindy, thank you so much for coming.
You're welcome.
And joining us this today. And I apologize for all the technical difficulty, but you know what? You said something earlier that is so true, and that is, everything is in divine order. We are divinely taken care of. And we never know why things happen the way they do, but it always works out for the best, doesn't it?
It truly does. And, I mean, if anybody knows about trusting Source and trusting your soul, I've done it. I've worked it.
You certainly have. What an amazing journey. You know, when you were talking to Erica and talking about walking away from, I won't say your children, because they were grown at 21, 22, and they're off in college and having their own social life. I mean, you really launched them well. But what came to my mind was when I interviewed Rasha, who wrote Oneness, she said this to me more than once in our conversations. As a matter of fact, in just about in every conversation we have together, it comes up. And because I think her journey and moving, she moved all the way to India. There was a higher mission for her.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, I don't know how you could do this, you know. And she said, what else is there?
Right.
You know, it she says, really, Cynthia, stop and think about it. You know, what else is there? In other words, our divine purpose is to know God.
Yes.
And for that energy to be completely consumed in that energy. And what else really matters? So.
And, you know, Rosh, she lives here in Santa Fe, and there's a lot of us here, either here or in Taos. We're all here in New Mexico. It's amazing.
She has a small group there, but she travels back and forth. So she's stateside now, but I think she left back. But she there's a huge amount of her time is in India. You know,
right? Yeah.
But anyway. But that's an amazing journey either way. So.
Right. And, I mean, once you get hooked into this soul mission and you have a big mission to do, you're definitely consumed with it. I was consumed with it.
Mm.
I had to do it. I read everything I could get my hands on.
Mm-hmm.
I took all classes. I mean, it was just a consumption of work, but then and taking care of house and then reading as much as I could and praying and studying. It's very intense.
Yeah, I remember several years ago I was sitting at my desk and it was so clear to me the two paths that I could have taken in my life. And I was beating myself up because I had spent so much of my energy and all of my free time in my spiritual development and growth that it consumed everything, even though I had a little regular job. But I didn't put the energy into building my professional career the way I wanted to. And it just hit me that the choice that I had made, and I felt foolish at the time. I felt so foolish, and I didn't work on that part of me. But you know, over time, as I started Circles of Prosperity, and I started teaching, I really began to realize how I had laid this foundation of understanding that I and spiritual development and growth, that I could then become a teacher, and that was really my mission. And so many things started coming back to me of people. I had an astrologer who said, "You are a master teacher. It's all in your chart. You're a master teacher." And but it was a back door for me. But I'm totally consumed by it, and now I'm really torn because I'm working and not doing the thing that I love the most.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to close this out, Cindy. Do you mind doing a closing prayer for us?
Sure, I'll be happy to. And so now I want to call in all these divine beings and everyone's divine help and assistance and guides that's listening. And we want to say thank you for the divine help that I have had and we've all had as we work through this session on the radio today. I want to thank each person, their higher self, for connecting in. And I thank our divine creator for allowing to be here today. And now I ask that you have a grounding day, connecting to source and connecting to your soul. And you are divinely connected. And we thank you, thank you, thank you for all of our divine help at this present time. So it is.
And so it is. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Cynthia.
Bye-bye.
Hey, Cynthia?
Yes?
Oh, we're off the air now.
Welcome to Circles of Prosperity.